a podcast by Neutral Voices Media Group, NV In Depth. Welcome to Neutral Voices. I'm Dr. V, and this is In Depth, where we dig deep in the trenches of what matters. And tonight, we're talking about health and safety, specifically in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Got to keep you safe.
Right.
And listen, this is the season.
Right.
I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I don't even know what to say these days. I'm all the
above.
Right. But listen, this season right here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it keeps me up. I'm nervous. I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure out where I need to go and all of the above. Because when the storms and everything start rocking and shaking and blowing and, you know, the thunder and all of that, I get a little scared.
So you're not big on storms, huh?
I get a little scared. I don't know. I just always have been like that.
I'm not going to sit on the porch with a cigar.
I know some people love it. I've always been like that. Just from, being little.
Being little, they used to tell you, go sit down and turn the TV off and be still. Let God work.
They probably scared me. Don't move. Don't breathe.
Don't breathe.
The lights out.
Man, I want to go see God work.
That's me.
Well, listen, we're going to be talking about it in different ways. You can keep your family safe, and not just with the storms, but with fires and all types of other things.
Yes.
But before we get into that, I watched a show last night.
Did you?
It was called A Healthy Conversation with Nurse Pat.
Yes.
I don't know if any of you seen it.
No, it was
sponsored
a great show.
By ONV.
Yes.
Yes, it was good. And they had some wonderful guests.
Yes.
Who was that? Dr. Culver. And Tamika and Latrice.
Yes.
Amazing. Good information. I love the angel to angel.
Angel helping angels.
Yes. Angels helping angels. I love that. And so anyway, but I learned some things.
Yes.
But they were talking about all of these other things, and they got into some stuff that made me think about what we're going to be talking about as far as senior and home care,
right,
and medications and things like that.
Right.
And so, but one of the things that kind of, well, it didn't surprise me, but I was glad that they brought it up. One of the things that seniors have to deal with is loneliness.
Yeah.
And so, because we're talking about this in this season, I thought about seniors at home alone during times like these.
Yeah, and power outages and things like that.
Power outages and not being prepared and just, you know, don't know what to do. So when they were talking about that, it made me think about what we were going to be talking about tonight.
Yeah, they gave a lot of good information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that got me, and you hear about it, but you don't think about it until you hear it again.
Yeah.
They were talking about seniors and their medications.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is a thing that we all got to be cognitive of what we're taking. Because mm-hmm. there's so many different drug interactions that you can have. And when you're prescribed to take it at the time that you're supposed to take it. Because it has, you know, some of them are time release and they have a life in your body or whatever. And they said that, you know, some seniors forget to take their medication. And then they think, well, let me double up today and I'll take my medication. And that can cause an accidental overdose because they end up with so much of that chemical or that medicine in their bodies. And, you know, it just doesn't react. And, you know, so, and that also goes with, you know what you're taking because you can't mix even some over-the-counter drugs with some of your medications.
And you said seniors, but...
I guess anybody.
I am a senior, but yeah.
But that's with anybody.
That's with anybody, yes.
That kind of goes with anybody, everybody. And yes, I have made the mistake. And I'm thinking like, okay, wait, did I just take a thousand? Can I take this other? You know,
yes.
I have done that.
Yes.
You know, and it, especially if you're still experiencing the pain, you're like, can I take Excedrin and Tylenol?
No. Right.
You know,
right.
And like you said, it's still in your system. And how long does it take before it's out? And then what if you have that 8-hour release.
Right.
And now it's getting ready to release again. And now you're trying to take something else. So, yeah. So we have to be mindful and aware of all of those different things.
Yes.
And so, so outside of medication, so we got a lot of things we want to cover and we want to give some good tips. Thank you for joining us. Maybe you will share a tip or two. I want to get it to real quick. I want to tell you a story first. I'm just sharing this right off the top by true confession. So, yes, I know how to cook. Yes, I do cook. But I was not cooking when this happened. So I'm going to get right into this real quick, okay? So the other day, I turned on my oven. Mm-hmm. Long story short, you know, I stored something in my oven because it was cute. And I was looking at it. And it was this nice, beautiful Tupperware set.
Mm-hmm.
And I stored it in my oven. Well, I kind of forgot. And as I turned my oven on, getting ready to cook something in the oven, I forgot it was in there. So as I was moving around, I smelled something. Well, by the time I got in there to check it and I opened the oven, there was a blaze.
Yeah, that back drive. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but it was a blaze in there. And so I have to tell y'all what I did. I didn't try to put it out. I honestly, my first reaction was to run away from it. Because I first was thinking, I got to get out of here because I was thinking the oven is going to blow up. Seriously, I was. And then I was thinking, okay, I can't just leave it. The whole house gonna blow up, gonna burn up, burn down, etc. So then I got ready to exit. Then I came back. Then I started trying to recall, like, okay, how do you put out a fire that's in the oven? And then I thought, I don't remember where I learned that. I don't even know if I ever. So here we are tonight.
Right.
Neutral Voices. We're gonna dig a little deeper in trying to help you
to be safe.
be safe in the kitchen. When you're cooking Tupperware, don't do that.
Don't cook Tupperware.
Well, don't store stuff.
Well,
in
the thing
oven.
About it is not. I mean, it's not a funny situation.
It's not.
You guys laughing about it, and you saying it in
Thank
a jokingly
you,
manner.
Right. It's not.
Right. Because it's really serious. I survived that.
Okay. Mm.
I survived a fire that actually started in my kitchen,
and
my dumb butt walked into the eye of the fire, and was trying to put it out.
Mm.
My whole kitchen was on fire. And I knew what to do. I just how to be. The biggest thing in dealing with a fire is remain calm.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you overreact, my house was engulfed in smoke, black smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So if I would have overreacted, my dumb butt would have jumped out of a 2-story building.
Mm. Mm.
But I ran into it and tried to put it out until I couldn't do it no more. And understanding, if you listen to as a youth, the fire drills they tell you to do.
Right.
Get low, your clothes catch on fire. That actually do work.
Stop, drop, and roll. Okay.
Stop, drop, and roll actually do work. Mm-hmm. Crawling underneath the fire, under the smoke, actually do work. I literally had to crawl down my stairs on my belly. Mm-hmm. That's how go off in the flames my house was. So paying attention, and, you know, my butt fell asleep working 14, 15-hour shift.
Mm-hmm.
I was cooking, I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Which many people have
and,
done.
Yeah, many people done. Yes. And the other part about that, my smoke detector did not go off. And I had 3 of them in my apartment.
Mm.
And I knew the battery was well, it was done, everything. They did not go off.
Mm.
But what's so funny was one day my carbon monoxide alarm went off. And most people don't have those in their house.
Right, right. Okay.
And that's actually, that's more important to me, to be honest, than a fire extinguisher.
Mm-hmm.
Fires.
Because carbon monoxide will kill you in your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to get into some silent killers, but you're talking about this kitchen fire, and I want to get back to, you said something that was really important. You said the fire detector. Now, a lot of people, although you said your batteries were good,
everything
you know
was
they
good.
Worked, but they didn't go
off.
A lot of people fail to check their batteries or even change them when they hear the chirp, chirp.
There was a something on Facebook not too long ago. They said, how do you know you live in a black household? And they get silent and you hear that little beep. I'm just being funny.
You hear that little chirp.
You hear that little chirp. But
that means you actually need to put some batteries in your fire alarm. Yeah.
But we don't change it. I'm one of those. I can't stand that chirp. I really can't. So as soon as I hear it, I'm changing the battery, so I can't stand that chirp.
Well, see,
so we helping. So everybody's silent for a moment. This is a test. If you hear a chirp, if you heard a chirp in your house, go change the batteries in the fire detector.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So I panicked. You just said stay calm.
Yeah,
I panicked because I couldn't remember grease fire. I didn't know whether I put water on it, smother it. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, you smother that with, if you don't have a fire extinguisher, the right fire extinguisher. Let's start right
there.
Which
I didn't have.
You smother it with flour or baking soda.
Baking soda,
you just smother it. It'll go right out. Now, most people don't know you should have four different fire extinguishers in your house. Okay. You have your CO2, and your CO2 actually handles electric, carbon dioxide, mm-hmm. and things of that nature. Then you have a CO2 extinguisher that handles your grease. It's a gas burst, so it kind of smothers. It also smothers.
Okay.
You have your regular basic water fire extinguisher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you have your foam one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your foam one, that's the one you would have used for electrical fires.
Okay.
So you basically, those four have in your house in the places that they need to be.
Right.
Don't just store them all in one spot. You need to store them in the places that actually goes with that fire extinguisher.
Right. They have a specific location they need to be in.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So I know I need to get that, but more than anything, I need to make sure I don't put stuff in the oven.
That would start.
Or fall asleep cooking.
But another thing with the fire extinguishers, I know you can buy them. You know, they say every 2 to 3 years, you either have them serviced or you buy new ones because they do lose pressure, especially ones that are under pressure. They can lose pressure. They're not working effectively. So I know you can get them at Walmart now, inexpensively. I won't say cheap, inexpensively. Mm-hmm. But if not, you can get them serviced and you can get them refilled. And
actually,
recharged
they also have the small handheld ones. They're about this big.
That's right. Yeah. And you know what I was going to say? And you just don't need to have them in the house. You need to learn how to use them.
Correct.
And then teach everybody else in the house how to use them.
And as he was saying, the stop, drop, and roll, I don't think many of us have fire plans or exit plans.
Yeah.
They used to teach us that in school. You should have an exit plan. You should have a meeting place, a designated,
Absolutely.
Know who in your house so you can count when you're going outside your house.
That's
know all
right.
of this. So you should have a fire plan to,
And is one thing I also learned. I would never stay in a place or apartment that only have one exit.
Because
I only had one way in, one way out. And my kitchen was literally by my front door. So it's just like,
I'm looking at a miracle.
I tell anybody because if people knew, because I don't even remember putting on shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember putting on sweats.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is I got in there. In the eye of the fire, fire going across the ceiling, all the way into my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I got to get up out of here. I couldn't breathe no more. I was like, I don't even remember none of that.
And that's interesting. And you say that, but the smoke a lot of times is what actually kills
you.
Smoking. Not just the fire.
You
mentioned the whole carbon thing. And, somebody was telling us a story about how they almost lost their entire family of nine.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Clarence, you're getting ready to talk to us about
carbon monoxide.
Yes.
Monoxide. And those are some of the things. One thing is carbon monoxide, radon, and all these are invisible gases. You'll never, a lot of times you won't detect them. Or if you do smell them, if you do smell most of them, it's a little bit too late because they've had a buildup in your household. But if you have an old furnace, if you have an old gas furnace, old gas stove, Either replace it or get them checked out, because those are the areas where you get radon and carbon monoxide coming from. Make sure your filters are changed. Make sure all of that, because these are silent killers, because you won't smell them. Some of the symptoms are if you always feeling nauseous in your house, you have headaches, hard to wake up, you know, get dizzy in your household and things like that. You know, just get your... get your house checked. And also, as he said, get your carbon monoxide detector, and it'll go off. And one thing about the gas company, if you call them and say, hey, my carbon monoxide detector is going off, it don't matter what time, day or night, they're sending somebody within minutes, not hours, within minutes to come get you checked. And they'll tell you to evacuate the premises if you can't go outside, and they want you outside so you don't get it. But get these things checked, because, like you say, you don't know. You can fall asleep and not wake up. Like the person that was talking, if they had fallen asleep and they had that in their house, none of them would have woke up. I think it wasn't too long ago that a family did succumb to carbon monoxide, and like only two or three in the city survived. So these are things that you got to be mindful for. So check your furnace, check your stove.
That's so sad.
Yeah, so, you know.
And you said another ingredient. You said radon.
Radon.
And you don't hear.
No, you don't hear radon. That. And radon is a gas. It's similar to carbon monoxide. It's just a radioactive gas that, again, it's a buildup, and you can get it. It can seep through your walls and through your floors. It actually comes through your house, and you can do that. They also have radon detectors along with carbon monoxide detectors. But if you have any of these things, and that's one of the things we got to be active about. Get these things in our household. They're not just passe. They're just not for decoration. Right. These things can actually literally save your life and let you know where you are. Because some of our illnesses, if you suffer from, you know, migraines or headaches all the time, if you have breathing issues in your house all the time, or in a building that you work with, think about it. These issues can, I'm not saying it's totally, but these are some of the issues you might want to check out, especially if you have gas. And it's a thing that's coming out, a study that's coming out, they're just not talking about it, about the harmfulness of natural gas that we've had in our household for years, you know. So now they're, you know, coming out with studies of how the natural gas has been affecting us. So these are some of the things that has happened. So get these things checked out. Don't take them for granted.
And I know we always hear about lead and things like that. And you were talking about different sicknesses and things like that. And I know myself, I feel like, okay, I have more headaches than normal. Sometimes we just brush it off and we figure it's stress related or whatever. But I never thought about having the house checked for radon and these other things.
And with the lead, you know, most houses now, unless you live in an old house, most houses now they replace them. But there's some that still have lead pipes, and you know, they have OLED paint. So, you know, just get your house inspected. You know, people are buying these older houses.
I was going to say, so these like older houses with these pipes. So,
yes.
Because the lead could be in the water.
Yes, yes. The pipes. But, you know, a lot of them have been refurbished or refitted for PVC and things like that. Mm-hmm. But if you buy an older house, because you can still find some of these older houses, and then some of them that your grandmother or your great, you know, parents have been living in and they haven't changed it. And, you know, you just go through and get these things inspected and they can be changing. And again, just get your house inspected routinely.
Inspect it. Some other things that can make you feel really sick.
Right, right.
Mold.
Oh, man.
Mold. You know, there's different types of mold.
I had a family member that had black mold.
Black mold or sticky mold.
And didn't even know it. It was all engulfed in his ceiling in his attic.
Yeah.
And he had literally just like, because he was wondering why he kept getting sick, headaches and nosebleeds, and he had his house had his house checked and infested.
And this is where you look for mold. Look behind, like your bathtub, your bathtubs, your sinks, your refrigerator, if you got a dishwasher, because the mold festers. And in your basement, if you have a wet basement, it festers because of the moisture and everything, and then it builds up. And I'm an asthmatic, and I can smell mold. I'm one of those. I can go in a building, and I can smell mold. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't be in here. But a lot of people can't smell it. Mm-hmm. And it could be in your walls. And like I say, it's the black mold. It's the sticky mold. It's all these different kind of molds, and you know, it could be that. So yes, again, be careful and think about, you know, check out your environment. I think we're too lax about our environment, and we don't check our environment, and we need to be more active about where we are in checking our environments.
And when you say that, and even the products that we use, so it's one thing, okay, we're cleaning, but then there's spiders. I'm trying to kill them.
Right.
I'm going for whatever I can get my hands on to kill them. So different pesticides.
Yes. Yes.
In the home, and we're spraying. We have children. We have seniors with oxygen already having, you know, breathing difficulties. Yes. So
yeah, and like that's one of the things. We got that Ray. You got off. You got all of these things. And again, you got to think of all of the things that are in it and the chemicals that are in there. And how it's going to affect your breathing. I know they're safe for whatever they're safe for, but they also have, you know, natural alternatives that you can use to counter off these pesticides. So, you know, just be careful and always study and read. I'm one of those that read labels. I'm one of those that look. Yeah, I am. And try to see what it does. But too many of us just go get it off the shelf. That goes with your bleach. That goes with your ammonia. Right. That goes with your oven cleaners. That goes with all of your different things. And also, stop taking your bleach and your ammonia and putting it in a spray bottle and not labeling them.
Get in my business. No,
I'm just saying, because, you know, you got kids and, you know, they don't know what it is.
I live by myself.
But, you know, something I found something about ammonia and bleach. Yeah. If you spray it around the outside of your house, you keep rodents out of your house.
Yeah. Ammonia, yes. But don't mix them.
He likes the smell.
No, you can't mix ammonia and bleach.
Sure, don't.
You get mustard gas.
Yeah.
That's deadly.
That's why we're talking about poison right now.
Man, you mix those, yeah.
You know how many people mix those things together?
Not ammonia and bleach, you shouldn't.
I'm going to put it in your car.
This is NutriVoices.
Until First Lady don't get it, I'll take her home.
About health and safety.
Yeah, don't mix those.
So you said there's natural things you can use. So let me tell you what I use. So if there's a lot of little ants, the little baby ones. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do with the big monsters. I don't have seen those. But the little baby ones, they don't like tea tree oil. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I'm cleaning, I do a nice little final wipe with tea tree oil. They are not coming back.
Yeah. And that's what E talk about, like rodents and like mice and everything. They say if you spray peppermint oil around.
Spiders don't like the peppermint oil.
Yeah, spray that around the baseboards of your house, and that'll help with the rodents and pests like that as well.
And I know they don't like citrus stuff. Yeah. So got to keep yourself healthy. Some other things. So let's talk about this real quick. Let's fast forward. Let's go into storms real quick.
Okay.
Let's get into some storms because this is the season that we are in, the season that I am not so fond of. So what's the storm plan? Every house should have them. You just said that everybody should have an evacuation plan, a meeting spot, et cetera.
Right.
So when the storms come. I mean, in your household, do you have a safe room?
The lowest place, we have a basement. So the lowest
place. You said
place
the lowest house. Place. That's where we need to get to.
Yes.
The lowest place, but what's the lowest place if you live on one level?
Get in the center of your house, away from windows, away from doorways and things.
Should I be in the bathtub?
You could get in the bathtub. You could.
So?
Because most of a lot of bathrooms, they only have one window, if a window. So, you know, just getting your bathtub.
We want to get away from all glass. And so some people that's getting rid of the tubs, you won't be able to get in the tub and cover up with the mattress. I don't know what you're going to do standing up in the shower, but.
Close the door. Close the door.
Get in the center of the
closets.
Room. Yes. Closet, So find a closet in the center of the room. So get deep down in there. Stay informed. What about your phone, your mobile device, the battery-powered weather radio?
Right.
Do you have that? Making sure it works. Do not turn your alerts and warnings off during this season, because what's the point in having that on your mobile device if you're going to turn it off?
We don't want to hear that beep, beep, beep.
I know, especially on Sundays in church. Yeah. But you have to stay safe. So remember to check that. And then what about, like, your grills and stuff outside, all of the loose items, your furniture outside that can fly around. Y'all know we've been having some crazy winds.
Yes.
Let them fly.
You said let it fly. No. We need to.
Why not?
We need to secure it.
Yes,
so either you can strap it down,
secure it, put
it in the garage, do something.
Put it in the
well, it's
in
not
garage.
That. So what I'm thinking about is that it could fly and hit somebody.
Yeah,
yeah, if not you, it could hit somebody else on the block.
I mean, I'm be sitting on it.
In here.
Sitting on it.
Sitting outside watching
the storm.
Okay.
I'm a storm watcher.
Yeah. Total. Okay. trimming the trees. Some people don't like to trim the trees. It may cost you, but it's gonna. You need to be safe.
Man, actually, you should never have a tree that's over your house.
No, yeah, that's
Fort Wayne. I mean, it was a lot. Johnny was.
Well, Johnny was
dropping seeds, and you
Johnny gone now. So,
and got a lot of trees around here.
Yeah. So your best bet is to trim, especially if it's over your roof,
right?
Because a good storm. A strong storm.
Oh yeah.
That branch might come down, and actually, it save you a lot of money, even if it doesn't come down because of your roof, your shingles.
Mm-hmm.
So that a lot of trees cause a major damage.
Oh yeah.
Just by being over your roof.
Absolutely, right. Absolutely. So, emergency kit. Prepare an emergency kit. What's in the emergency kit?
You should have a first aid kit, first of all.
Yes.
First aid.
Cognac.
Gotta make it through. Or a bottle of water, a few gallons.
Yeah, you gotta get some water.
You need some water. We need
a flashlight.
But please don't forget the batteries.
Flashlight or candles.
The right size batteries. I'm just saying. So make sure you check that. You said, or candles.
Or candles, yeah.
If you get the candles, make sure you got something to light the candle with. That wouldn't be good. You might need some medicine. You said, yo, act right, but you might need a Tylenol or two to help you through. But anyway, make sure you have something like that, non-perishable food items. And most importantly, have a plan of action. You got to have that POA.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You got to know where to go. If you live in a trailer home, you got to have a designated spot. You should talk to the family. Communication has to be already in place.
Right.
Don't wait till the storm is going on.
Right.
You have to do this ahead of time. Where are you going to meet in case there is a tornado?
First and foremost, people need to understand one thing though. When you having a plan of action is a good thing, but having a plan of action and you're not in a calm state of mind.
Right.
Okay. There's
no plan of action.
Right.
That's first things first.
That's
Always have the one person around that can say, okay, think.
Yeah, the rational.
You got to have a person that can respond instead of reacting. Because if one person react, everybody else going to react. Versus having a person that there that can be responding. That's honest to God.
That's absolutely right.
You got to know how to think in a line of fire.
That's absolutely right. And you know, another thing. So speaking of, and before we exit, especially this topic, seniors, we mentioned seniors.
Right.
And some seniors live alone either way. Some of the things, if you have a senior in the home with you, you might want to consider adding some grab bars throughout the house.
Right.
You know, sometimes you can't be thinking about beautification.
Right.
Right? You got to think about safety first.
Slip hazards.
Slip hazards. Mm-hmm. You might need to pick up those beautiful, fluffy rugs. You got to change the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
So that you got to have good lighting so that they can see what's in front of them walking. Get rid of old medication. Go through their meds and make sure you get rid of old medication. And then we talked about cords.
Right.
First of all, clear the cords out of their way. Any loose cords hanging. But don't overload sockets.
No.
You got extension cords everywhere, multiple extension cords. And maybe you need to get some surge protectors during this season as well.
Yes.
And so this is Neutral Voices. We're having an amazing conversation. We talked about all types of things. One of the things we didn't talk about is one of the things that people love. People love for their homes to smell good. I know I do. I love plug-ins. I don't know about y'all.
No, I don't like them.
You hate them.
I hate them.
I love them. I love them, but I don't like too many. And recently, I have heard, you can do your own research. Let us know what you find out. But recently, I have heard that they can cause cancer.
Yes.
If you have too many of them in your house.
And some of them are fire hazards, too. You got to watch them. You got to change them. Don't let them burn
down.
You got
to change them.
Yes.
And check the numbers. I'm not sure, but I heard that you only supposed to have one per 1,000 square feet in your home.
Yeah.
So for those of you that go count them, I know you're looking around right now. Go count them. Yep, you got 10.
Let's go get a candle burner.
I got 10 and I only got 1,000 square feet. I need to get rid of some of them, right?
Get a candle burner.
A candle burner that you plug in the wall.
One that
it probably costs something.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That'd be the
too
next
much
one.
Of too much
too
of
much,
anything.
Yeah, a candle burner. Everything is
too much
of
anything. Is like, yeah.
But before we get out of here, Doc V, I want to talk about a safety that you need to be aware of. And it's only because of events over the week. Mm. And we always talk about plan of actions and we think about this. Do we equip our children for when they leave the home? We talked about safety in the home, but what about when our children leave the home?
Correct.
And if you were watching the other day, you watched the news, there was an incident. They said it was the same suspect, but there was two incidents of two young ladies being accosted and attempted to be kidnapped. You know, so you need to have a plan with your children, you know, of all age. Start at a young age, giving them safe words, giving them clues, giving them things that they can be able to talk to or they can call out. And I talked to a person that deals with children yesterday. And you know how we say yell for help or whatever. She said she teaches the young people that she work with to yell fire. Reason being, more people will react to fire than they will help. So, you know, whatever, teach them whatever it is to get their attention. And teach your kids not to go out alone by themselves as much as possible. Stay with groups. Yeah. Try to whatever. Do whatever. And get them a non-lethal, you know, something non-lethal to protect themselves. You got mace. You got
pepper spray.
Yes, pepper spray.
You know, and you're saying some good stuff, and it's unfortunate that the school system won't allow that.
They won't.
And so, yeah, that's the, see, that's
oh,
the,
wow.
That's that gray area.
Oh, wow.
They can't have it in school.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But you then know, they so need it walking home from
actually,
school.
Actually, what they
know?
Need
so
to do
kinda...
is go back to when we was in high school, when the girls used to have all them keychains.
Keys.
different things.
And
swing.
That's it. Daddy, mama got to come up with the other plan. Yeah. I'm saying because if old boy out there with the white van. Yeah. You got to do what you got
to
do.
Teach your young ladies how to kick and where to kick.
Exactly.
Where to kick, poke, where to
and
gouge.
How to and run.
Yes.
Run. Kick There's run. No point of asking, okay, what do you say? What do you need? No, we don't need to hear. And the van color might change. So just beware.
Right.
Be safe. And thank you for hanging with us. This is Neutral Voices. And as we always say, before we leave you, eat.
Always protect your mind.
A podcast by Neutral Voices Media.
Your thoughts count, your opinions important, so you gotta speak out. Don't let your chance to be heard pass by. Spell out, send me hear you loud, proud.
Shout it out, real loud.
Everybody wake up.
Shout it out, real loud.
Everybody wake up.
Wake up.
No time for sleeping on the issues. This is Neutral Voices. We gon' deal with the issues.
Wake up.